All right, our next presenter is Hugo Gonzalez from Kansas State University, an approach to estimate 15N recovery from a blend of fertilizer and nitrogen sources.
Good afternoon to everyone. Thanks for being here. I'm Hugo Gonzalez. I'm from University of São Paulo. I'm a PhD student, and currently I'm a visiting scholar at Kansas State University and under Dr. Dorival Ruiz-Diaz's supervision. So today I'm going to share with you a part of my PhD research. The title of this study is An Approach to Estimate 15 Nitrogen Recovery from a Blend of Fertilizer Nitrogen Sources. So we see here in this figure, in this graph, the corn nitrogen uptake pattern. We see that the importance of the uptake of nitrogen after flowering or post-flowering. We see that after flowering or post-flowering, we have almost 40% of plant nitrogen and taken up. And we have that 62% of the nitrogen in the grains are taken up after flowering. So the graph that we saw before is showing us that we need to be sure that we have enough nitrogen in the soil at later corn growth stages. If we use conventional urea, we can have enough nitrogen at early growth stages, but probably we will have problems at later growth stages. Using controlled release fertilizers, we, depending on the coating used and several factors, we can probably have problems using early growth stages, and we can have good nitrogen availability in the soil later in the season. And so a question is, if we mix the both sources, can we have enough nitrogen early in the season and later in the season? That's one of the questions that drives my PhD study or project. And here we are showing just a little part of it. This is the question. If we can replace nitrogen siders application using this approach of these fertilizers. So the objectives of this study was to evaluate the fate of nitrogen derived from a blend of two nitrogen fertilizer sources in corn plants through the season, and to determine the nitrogen recovery efficiency of the two nitrogen fertilizer sources from a blend application. This experiment, this study was performed at Irasemápolis, São Paulo, Brazil. We evaluated nitrogen rates using a blend of two nitrogen fertilizer sources. 70% of the source was polymer sulfur coated urea, and 30% was non-coated urea. The soil characteristics of the experimental area are in this table. One of the important things that I want you to take a look is in the organic matter content and the pH, and also in the clay content of the soil. They are heavy clay soils. So this is the fertilizer we used. The orange balls are polymer sulfur coated urea, and the blue are non-coated urea. So we labeled the non-coated urea source at 1.6% of atoms of 15 nitrogen. We didn't label the slow release source because we didn't have the technology at lab scale. I mean, we tried, but we didn't, the physical quality wasn't the same of the fertilizer from the industry, so we just labeled the non-coated urea. This is the scheme of the application. This is the main plot, and this here we use a microplot where we apply the label fertilizer. So it was a pre-plant band application, 10 centimeters from the rows, and we didn't we had no nitrogen siders application. So the approach we used. We have, this is the approach we used. we had nitrogen that came from the soil, nitrogen that was taken up from the non-coated area that had the label fertilizer, and nitrogen that came from the slow release source from the polymer sulfur coated area. Looking at some of the results, we see this is nitrogen uptake and nitrogen derived from the soil, the polymer sulfur coated area, and non-coated area. So we see the brown part of the bars is nitrogen that came from the soil. The white part is nitrogen that came from the non-coated area, and the green part is nitrogen that came from the slow release source. So we see at V4, at V12, and we have a partition in two in leaves and stem. I'm not showing the statistical analysis here just because of the graph to be clearer here, but all the evaluations and all the growth stages, they had quadratic responses to nitrogen application. R2, we see here the nitrogen partitioning in the several parts of the plant. We see leaves, stem, cob, and grain. We see that, I'll show you right now that the amount of nitrogen in the several parts of the plants at later in the season were taken up from the polymer sulfur coated area and less from the non-coated area. But always, the main nitrogen source for the plants was the soil, independent of the rate. So we see here the total nitrogen uptake by corn plants, the sum of the several parts of the plant, as we saw before, cob, grains, stem, and leaves. We see that at V4, we have an average or 17 or 18% of the nitrogen came from the non-coated area. Just about 11% came from the slow release source. And we see that a lot of the nitrogen came from the soil. At V12, we see that the amount of nitrogen taken up from the slow release source was bigger than in the before evaluation. We see that always nitrogen came from the soil in bigger quantity. And R2, we see the same pattern, and R6, the same pattern too. So one of the important remarks of our study is that actually the fertilizer used, they did their work. I mean, the regular urea provided nitrogen for the plant early in the season, and the polymer sulfur coated urea provided nitrogen later in the season. Here we see a figure showing the nitrogen fertilizer recovery efficiency for both sources in all the growing stages. We see that the efficiency of the fertilizer recovery was bigger or greater for the non-coated urea early in the season. We see V4 and V12 here. They are almost equal here in V12, but a lot bigger here than V4. And later in the season, R2 and R6, we see that a lot more of the nitrogen was recovered from the polymer sulfur coated area. So looking at the main results that we wanted to show, at V4, we saw that most of the fertilizer nitrogen was derived from non-coated area. At V12, R2 and R6, most from polymer sulfur coated area. Soil nitrogen was the main source of nitrogen always, and the amount of nitrogen that came from the soil decreased as the fertilizer nitrogen rate increased. An average of 58% of the total nitrogen uptake was derived from the soil, and 32% from polymer sulfur coated urea, and 10% from the regular urea or non-coated urea. And the nitrogen fertilizer recovery efficiency was an average of 61% for polymer sulfur coated urea and 39% for non-coated urea. So as conclusions, we have that these results shows the benefit of blending a slow-release nitrogen source with a more rapidly available nitrogen source, providing plant available nitrogen early and later in the season. So the approach evaluated in this study could be used as a tool to estimate the fate of nitrogen fertilizer and the various cropping system. And just as a comment, now we have the technology we get to do the same quality of the slow release source. So now we are working in that. We are trying to label the two nitrogen sources so we can know with a bigger, more accurately, from where the nitrogen came in the plants from the fertilizer, from which fertilizers or which nitrogen sources are the main components of the nitrogen in the plant. So I'd like to thank you all for your attention, and also thanks the sponsor of the study and the project.
We do have time for questions. Yes.
Okay, thanks for your question. So we use the approach, we use the nitrogen taken up in the control treatments where we didn't apply any nitrogen. We use that amount or value as the nitrogen that came from the soil for every treatment. We know that that is not true, probably not true exactly, but that is an approach that is used in the scientific literature, is the difference method, where when you use the control treatment or of a treatment where you don't apply nitrogen, so you can use that value to try to estimate the recovery from nitrogen fertilizer.
Do you have any way to estimate, you know, priming effects, and if that's going to complicate that initial assumption?
Exactly. That's what our concern at the beginning. But we needed to know what was the amount of nitrogen that came from every source. So we kind of we assume that the nitrogen application don't affect the priming effect or the nitrogen added interaction in the treatment. So that's a big assumption, of course, but it helped us to estimate, to have an estimation of where the nitrogen came from in the plant.
We do have time for another question.
Okay, so you have your microplots. We took two plants per growth stage, and we took plant samples and soil samples. I'm not showing you the soil sample, but and you take your samples and you do the same procedures that you would do with a normal sample. But you use the 50 nitrogen technique. You need a mass spectrometer for the analysis, and that's how we did it. I would like to thanks for remaining. We for V4 sampling we use this part of the rows, the left, and for the V4 V12. And R2, and for these sampling dates, you need to use a factor of two, because you don't have 15 nitrogen in each sides of the row. And for the samples taken at harvest, we didn't use the factor because we have 15 nitrogen at both sides of the corn rows.